Tanche, Erin Blondeau, and Dish Nikashun. I'm Erin Blondeau. I am a freelance writer and journalist. I do stories for a number of publications, and this story in particular was with a Canadian publication called The Taï. The article is called A Walk Together or An Erasure Tour. The subject of this article was the Pope's visit to Canada in July of 2022, and what this visit meant to so many Indigenous people. As I said in the article, many Indigenous people were anticipating the Pope's trip with a guarded skepticism, wondering if he was going to offer an apology for the dark and cruel legacy of colonization and forced assimilation, partly at the hands of the Catholic Church. Many Indigenous leaders felt like they were left in the dark about the Pope's visit, because they were not consulted ahead of time. Some Indigenous leaders said that many elders were not even able to attend because of the poor coordination of this event. Reporting on this topic was a challenge. It can be difficult to access Indigenous communities in times such as this, and as a Métis journalist, I don't want to push too hard for a story so that I don't risk re-traumatizing or causing more stress. I think that sometimes in media, we have a pressure to be timely with our stories, and of course sometimes it's completely necessary, but when covering stories in Indigenous communities, it's really important to be considerate about the cultural implications, the etiquette, and the potential harm that could come from even inquiring about these difficult topics. So, because the topic was emotionally charged, and because there was already so much media around it, I did have difficulty finding people who wanted to talk. Not because they didn't want to share their thoughts, but because they were tired, emotionally drained, and just not able to participate in that moment. Because of this, my editors and I decided that we would just do an analysis of what has already been said. Many Indigenous people at this time were utilizing their own public social media to share their thoughts about the Pope's visit in a way that felt comfortable to them. For my story, we decided that I would review the words in the stories already put out by Indigenous leaders and use this. I did also receive a statement from an Indigenous leader, and I included that as well. In the end, I was most comfortable with this option, and I think it served its purpose well without re-traumatizing anyone. Overall, it was truly an honor to share such an important story in that momentous time, and as a Métis person, my identity was forged during the depths of forced assimilation. So to be able to report on this contemporary part of Canada's story of colonization, it meant a lot to me as a journalist. Merci pour tout le temps. Thank you for your time.